This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez.
On 720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
Monday night. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend, and we're so thrilled that you're joining us to start off your week. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We have a great show coming up for you tonight. Coming up after 11, we will check in with Renato Mariotti from CNN. He's the legal analyst who will walk us through the Barr summary. I know you're all calling it the Mueller report, but it's actually called the Barr summary, apparently. We're also going to talk to 25th Ward Aldermanic Race candidate Alex Acevedo, some live music for Music Monday from Aaron Williams, and Paul, eventually I'll turn his microphone on, but he's hanging out for some of the show. Plus, we want to let you know about an incredible fundraiser coming up at the Tivoli Theater in April, so it's a great show that we want everyone to join us for to cure cancer. It's a fundraiser that we're all really proud to be a part of. We have in studio with us one of our regular contributors, John Tatey, joins us, and you have brought Bonnie Tatey. And we are thrilled to have the duo from Pop Mom in studio. I love this. Hey, Bonnie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Patty.
It's wonderful to see you. It's been a few months.
Yeah.
I think you were here in the summer, weren't you? I think so.
It sure. Was,
yeah.
Sounds about right.
Summer,
it was
maybe
warmer.
Fall. It was definitely warmer.
Yeah.
And you only come when we're on the verge of either cold or warmth, aren't you?
Well, I only come to get a cold, actually, from my grandchildren.
Well, sure. You got to build up your endurance for the East Coast.
That's right.
In New Hampshire, they have different germs altogether.
Yes.
That's right.
So you came to see the grandchildren?
Yeah.
So Pop Mom is a podcast that John Tatey created to go over some of the great events in popular culture with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And you are our game show savant. I would say expert.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I think savant, really, Bonnie, wouldn't you say that's more accurate?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I will accept that sobriquet.
So we had you on last week. We were talking a little bit about Alex Trebek and his career and the announcement that he made. Tell me about this bracket that you and your mom have made. Where did this come from?
Well, mom's not
because
much,
of the March Madness?
Mom's not much for the March Madness.
She neither am watched... I. I'm with you, Bonnie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not at all. Not even a little.
Not so much for the NCAA basketballs, but we did a bracket on the podcast of game shows. It was an eight show bracket, but we're gonna start in the second round here for the purposes of brevity on the radio. And can I take you through some of the shows, some of the showdowns that we did? So
What's
we took
criteria?
All of game show history and just sort of pitted the shows against each other, and whichever one came out of mom's mouth, that was the one that advanced. So
okay.
It was totally gut feeling.
But how did you decide which two shows would go head to head? Is it just a time period? Is it genre? You know, is it a trivia show? And then like,
well, now
card?
I gotta start from the beginning because you got all that. Yeah,
I had
the Merv Griffin division. Okay, so we got Wheel of Fortune versus Jeopardy. What do you think, Mom? Which one deserves to live on in the bracket here?
Cool. Before you, I have a question.
Paul Farvar's jumping in.
Sorry, I'm a big game show connoisseur myself.
Good. Yes,
as I created two game shows and I pitch game shows. What is the qualifications to become a member? Like, do you have years of genres of the game shows, like shows that are no longer in existence, or they have to be current game shows?
To be in this bracket?
Correct.
You know, most of these were current game shows that ended up in the bracket in one way or another, right?
They're sort of classic.
Yeah.
So my next question is, are you going to list them? I know which
we're gonna
one
go
is
through
my
all
favorite.
Eight.
If it's not on the list, I'm leaving.
Oh, okay. Well, this adds an element of excitement then. I think your favorite will probably be on the list, but we'll see. Okay.
We will see.
Oh,
Paul,
boy.
What's your opinion? Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy? Which one, you know, say we're making a time capsule and we only get to put one of these game shows in it. Which one is it going to be?
Well, Jeopardy.
Same. I'm going to go with Jeopardy as well.
Okay. You too, Bonnie?
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Okay. All right.
Why is that?
I like trivia better than...
Better than Hangman?
Better than Chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's partly chance with the spin of the wheel.
That's
and then
true.
I mean, it is. Yes.
Jeopardy is closer to pure skill.
Yes.
So you're a cutthroat. Okay. here, up next, CBS Morning Division.
Okay.
Let's Make a Deal versus The Price is Right. And this is all eras we're considering here.
Price is Right. And not just because you love it. That's not the only reason. I love the spectacle of Let's Make a Deal, but I like being able to participate because you can play along on Let's Make a Deal. right?
Well, that's, you took the words out of mom's mouth.
Right, you can play along with Price is Right. Yeah. I mean, like, what's behind door number two? What about people?
Which Price is Right are we talking about? What year?
We're considering all of it. Yeah, you can even go back to Bill Cullen if you want.
It hasn't.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. If we're including all, then I'm going to go with Price is Right as well.
Okay. Yeah. But you like the Let's Make It, say we're only current.
I don't like the new Price is Right, but how is it different
other than Drew Carey?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I think
you still have the yodeler. And you still have the plink, plonk.
I have my opinions, Pat.
Hey, I still have it, but it has been on for almost 50 years, so you know, people can get tired of it.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
I think when you're used to a certain host, and then someone else comes in. As much as I like Drew Carey, I like the old one.
Okay, I love that Paula's opinions on this. I'm so Paul. I like you even better now. Match Game versus Family Feud. This is the Wisdom of the Crowd division.
Game. What's Match Game? Who was the host of Match Game? And then I'll remember.
Gene Rayburn is the host of the most classic version, probably.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin hosts a version on ABC.
Bonnie, what did you pick?
I picked Match Game.
I don't think so. I believe you picked Family Feud, but we're doing the bracket again, so pick whichever you want.
It was Match Game.
Family Feud.
Richard Dawson was too creepy for you to select. Yeah.
Well, he had that bottle of Jack Daniels in the stand, so like right behind the, underneath the microphone.
I think more than one of them had that.
That's Mike Toomey's joke.
Okay. I'm going with Family Feud.
I can see that.
Is there a particular version that's your favorite part?
No, I don't watch it anymore, but I like Richard Dawson. I know that his antics didn't survive.
didn't age well.
Neither did he.
Well, Steve Harvey isn't necessarily the most erudite.
You know,
that's true.
He's the worst. He's terrible.
I've seen more of the SNL spoof of it than the actual one, so it's hard for me to differentiate.
Paul, that's a different bracket altogether. Best
that
game
would be
show
a great bracket
that makes an SNL skit.
Oh yeah, good call, Patty.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, I just want to go back to one point here: is that you misled us into thinking that you were a game show aficionado and you didn't even know Match Game.
I didn't know the name and. I am going to respectfully disagree with you, Bonnie, because
I'm calling you on your stuff.
I think that's that might be before my timeline of when I was game showing.
It's still on though.
No, that.
Oh, is it still on?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, there is a version on now, and it was off for a long time, so we can forgive Paul.
It's the show.
I thought the one with Alec Baldwin was called something else. I do know that show, and I know what you guys are talking
about.
There
you go. So you know
Rayburn, Match
Game?
But I didn't watch it because I don't think there was that show in the late 80s, early 90s.
No, no.
So
it was the one where the microphone was really long and skinny with the little mushroom tip. Yeah.
It was before they didn't have something with during my time frame.
All right. Well, I just want to say, aficionado, then. I'm sorry, that does not apply to you because you have to know the history.
Okay.
Can I interject?
He's our fellow guest.
If someone is a Cubs
fan, she's right. What are you talking about?
I disagree, and I'm going to defend myself.
She's absolutely
on it.
Correct.
Patty, you're just going to take any side that's against mine. If you are
Sox.
A Cubs fan or a Sox fan, and you don't know the players' names from 75 and before, that doesn't make you less of a Cubs fan. It just means that you don't have that information.
Mm.
So
Bonnie's going to go with you're not a purist as far as a fan goes. An aficionado, because aficionado implies expert.
I think that I watch the Game Show Network more than the average person. I have knowledge about multiple game shows, and I think I'm qualified probably more than Patty.
And game shows are a big tent, so let's welcome everybody in.
I challenge you on that one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, Patty.
Should we finish up the first round of the bracket here before the break? Okay.
We've already had controversies.
That's right. We haven't even finished the first round. Okay. Word game division. Password, pyramid.
Pyramid.
Ooh. Oh, why so fast, Patty?
I like the pyramid. I just like that. I like the tension of them sitting face to face and the clock counting
exactly
down.
Right.
Right. Love that.
That winner's circle round is hard to beat.
Wait, let's hear what our expert thinks.
Yes.
I didn't say expert.
He doesn't remember.
I said connoisseur.
He doesn't know password.
No, you said aficionado.
Which by the way, Betty White was.
But
like,
I'm not an expert. I'm a fan.
Betty White was a huge star on Password.
Yes, she was. And she was on Match Game a lot, too.
That's
but
true.
She was married to Alan Ludden, the longtime host of Password. And she loved the game. And she was one of the best at it.
Yes.
Betty White may be the best all-around game show celebrity ever, I would say. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mom?
I'd have to give it some more thought. But,
she's up there. She's on the Mount Rushmore of game show celebs.
Who was the guy from Bewitched who was on?
Paul Lynde.
Yeah, Paul Lynde. Paul Lynde. Spectacular. Yes.
Another Mount Rushmore, for sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So we'll do our second round after the break. Does that sound good?
I like that. Yes.
I'm going to agree with although I want to disagree with Patty, I also agree Pyramid over Password.
I wouldn't disagree with her tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we go to the break, 708 says, I don't mind Drew Carey on The Price is Right. I do think that the set on The Price is Right is far too distracting as far as that light blue is concerned. I like the old Price is Right set from the 70s and 80s. I do not even have a lot of the old games in The Price is Right. This is Dave. Thank you, Dave. I like hearing from you. And by the way, the irony of choosing Match Game and Family Feud is that Richard Dawson was on both shows.
Quite right. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. All right. And Yodely Guy and Plinko. That was what I was trying to
think. Yeah, Plinko.
More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Bon Jovi.
That a girl.
All right. Bonnie. I have to tell you something about myself.
Confession.
So as much as I'm trying to hang with you and John and your knowledge of game shows, I have an appalling lack of musical knowledge. So when I know a song, I get overly excited when I recognize it.
Because that was a little game show right here just now. Name that tune.
Name that. Well, my dad was really good at that game, but it was in the 70s, so it was all music from like the 30s, 40s,
show tunes and
50s.
It was very cute.
Yeah, it was adorbs. I wonder how that show would do now. They should bring that
one back.
I'm not
sure you could do it now because music tastes are so fragmented. You don't have those classics that you can refer to.
There was a game show called Can You Beat Shazam, which is what you, to see if you can identify the song before Shazam could. I heard about it, and I was like, I wish I created that.
Well, we are in our second round, right? So we're doing the brackets. Mm-hmm. John Tatey and Bonnie Tatey from Pop Mom have the March Madness brackets for game shows.
This is all personal taste, by the way. So I heard that there was a feisty listener on the line. Just make your own bracket. You can make all your own decisions.
Right.
Paul
has
a remark.
I also am boycotting moving forward because my game wasn't on the list, which is Press Your Luck.
Okay.
Well, what a good
Well, that's
sport
more time
are.
For the rest of us if you're boycotting, Paul. So that's fine.
It's going to be an asterisk. I'm still going to vote.
You're still going to talk.
It's like the Barry Bonds of game shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the asterisk 61 of Roger Maris. I feel like I don't know if it qualifies because at least it should have been in this bracket.
Okay.
By the way,
so
for listeners who call in, and if you're going to yell at Sammy Martino, our producer this evening behind the glass, it's not helpful. You can join the conversation. You can share your opinions. You can argue with us. But being rude to him is not the way to do it.
And
I'm
when
just
I
saying.
Come on here with the game shows, it's a nice,
it's
fun
a
topic that we can all bond over.
Yeah.
Let's be kind.
Unless they were a Press Your Luck fan, I kind of can see maybe they understand what the
That's right.
What they feel when it's a rigged system.
Sure. Oh,
agree or disagree.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right. All right. So let's bang out these final rounds.
Yes.
All right. We've got Jeopardy going up against The Price is Right. Tough call here. Which one advances?
I have to say
to the game
Price
show
is
championship.
Right for me. I don't know. No, Jeopardy for you. Yeah, I could see that. It's more of, again, a game of skill.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, but The Price is Right, so elaborate. Just the variety of production you see every day. I would go with The Price is Right, too, but Mom is the arbiter here. Mom, explain your decision.
I think Jeopardy lets you participate. It teaches you. It's, some categories, mythology, I just groan when that comes up. Mm-hmm. And other categories, I know a lot about snakes, and I know a lot about booze, which is ironic because I don't drink and I am deathly afraid of snakes.
Price is Right teaches you price of a Slim Jim, right?
I think
I'm learning all the time on that show.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with Bonnie. I think Jeopardy's a better game, but I do think Price is Right represents America. If you were talking about leaving it in a time capsule, it's more representative of America, the consumerism and the lack of a depth.
And and knowing economy, guessing like $1 on something because everybody else is.
Okay, so we're advancing Jeopardy. Is
Jeopardy,
that right?
Yeah,
and
with Bonnie.
On the other
side
of the bracket, it's what a Match Game versus Pyramid.
Oh boy, I think I have to go with Match Game.
Oh wow,
Bonnie, convince
me. Controversial.
Yeah, convince me.
That is controversial.
I like the raunchiness of the match game.
Do you? Yeah. Of Alec Baldwin's match game?
No, the original, the smarter raunchiness.
That was
with
that
Paul
was
Lynde.
Very
That's right. Yes. That's right. Well, yeah. Paul Lynde is Hollywood Square, so you might be mixing your celebrity games.
I might be.
You're thinking of Charles Nelson Reilly on the match game panel.
Okay, yes, yeah. I am. Go ahead.
Who we love.
Yes. Okay.
Loved.
Okay. Also on the Mount Rushmore.
The answer is Pyramid.
Okay, because of the tension?
Because of the requirement to snap it into your brain and then put the right words to it.
Mm-hmm. And be literate in a hurry.
Amazing.
That's the game of Pyramid.
That is amazing.
Okay.
Because to me, it's like falling up the stairs. That's how I would be.
All right, final round then
is
Jeopardy versus Pyramid. Two titans of game show history.
Based on all the previous information, I have to go
with which version of Pyramid?
Now, we've already been through all this. Okay. I'm not going to do the rules.
Okay, never mind. It's, all right.
I asked the same question.
I think, you know, all versions I said we're considering. But look, when you think of Pyramid, I think you think of Dick Clark.
Yeah.
You think of the 80s, that beautiful set with the blue background, the red pyramid.
Yes.
It's just
the swivel chair, the swivel blue chairs. Yeah.
The swivel. They even had a name for they called them trilons, those panels on the pyramid that would swing around. And I just love that motion of the panel swooping around. Some guy behind there, some stagehand just swinging that thing when they get it right.
It's like
I love
the voice. They have that too now, right? The swivel.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The chairs. They made the people swivel.
That's right. All right. I have to go with Jeopardy.
Patty goes with Jeopardy. Okay. Paul, you have an opinion?
I'm going to go with Pyramid. I think Dick Clark is an icon, and anything he's a part of, you have to, especially if you're talking about this time capsule. I keep going back to time capsule. It explains Dick Clark is America.
Oh, interesting.
Good point. Mom, your choice. Your all deciding choice here.
Yes.
It's Pyramid.
Okay.
Wow.
Pyramid is our 2019 March Madness Classic Game Show Bracket Champion.
We agreed a lot, Bonnie.
Oh,
despite
Sammy, well done.
The controversy.
Wow.
Great theme, too.
Pyramid,
what show has a better theme song on that?